If CISPA does pass, your service provider might well end up providing your information to the government. Nick Merrill has a possible solution. He was the first person ever to successfully challenge a national security letter. That's a secret government demand for information, and if you get one, you're not allowed to tell anyone. Merrill fought that gag order and won. Now his organization, Calix, is building a different kind of Internet service provider. He's enlisted privacy hawks and ex-National Security Agency executives as advisors and designed a system to make it nearly impossible for the government to extract customer information from him, even if he's compelled to.
The concept here is to use encryption, which scrambles the data, and then to leave the only set of keys that can unlock the data in the hands of the user. I mean, I would like to point out that the system that we're building doesn't preclude the government from getting people's data if they really need it. But probably the best procedure for them to do that in this kind of a situation would be to go directly to that user and get their private key in order to unlock the data.
Won't the encryption make it impossible for law enforcement to conduct an investigation without informing the subject that he's under scrutiny?
No. I can even give you a real-world example where it was done. Nicky Scarfo. He was an alleged mafia don, and he used encryption technology on his email. The authorities apparently got the right to tap his internet, but they weren't able to read his emails. They broke into his house when he was away, and they put a device called a keylogger on his computer, which fits typically between the computer and the keyboard. The police thus obtained his password and then were able to unlock his emails, and he was none the wiser until one day they kicked down his door and had all the evidence they needed to convict him. So I see no reason why it couldn't be done again.
Why don't existing ISPs encrypt their data? Is it only because they make money mining the data for behavioral and contextual information about the user?
There's probably quite a number of reasons why. First of all, the status quo is that everything is open. So you would have to have some kind of a reason to change that. I just happened to come up with this idea that this needs to be re-examined, in part due to, you know, my experiences with the National Security Letters provision of the Patriot Act. But it wasn't just about that. It also touches on some greater issues that the country has in terms of cybersecurity. I'm making an argument with this new service that I'm trying to set up that cybersecurity and privacy in a lot of ways are the same issue but with different framing. And to the extent that we can get a lot of people to use strong encryption on their data and on their communications, we can do something to address both of those issues at the same time.
It seems to me that there is at least one federal law requiring ISPs and other telecom providers to have a back door accessible to government who, with a search warrant or a subpoena, can get access to the very kinds of content we're describing. If an encrypted ISP essentially welds that back door shut, would Calix be in violation of federal law from day one?
I'm assuming that you're speaking of the CALEA law passed in 1994. It originally just applied to telephones. And when the telephone service went from analog to digital, the authorities decided they needed a backdoor built in so that they could easily capture the communications. And over time, it was expanded to cover also broadband internet and voice over IP. So we're going to have a backdoor so that communications can be captured. The catch, though, is that whatever communications that we'll be able to hand over will be encrypted. To the best of my knowledge, I think we found our niche where we comply with everything, but we stick to the principle that the user owns their data.
Nick, thank you once again for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Nick Merrill is the founder of Calix Internet Access and the Calix Institute.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.